Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. And thank you for being out here with us at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Mike, we got to give a big shout out to this baseball squad, bro. They are a traveling team. They walked in. They had their chest out. They're like, yeah, we them dudes. And then their coach is like, yeah, we lost earlier today. But they're here from Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much? From Boaz, Alabama. It's the five-star squad. Expos in town. Real quick, show of hands. Who's Alabama Crimson Tide fans? And who's an Auburn fan? The coach.
The coach is an Auburn fan.
So basically, the baseball team, much like Alabama as a whole, Alabama would be the Yankees and Auburn would be the Mets.
This is true.
Pretty much how it is.
This is true. Guys, good luck, man. I know you guys are in town playing some ball. Good luck and have fun. We got a lot more to get to here over the next hour. Grant McCauley is going to join us, guys. Braves start a series in San Francisco against the Giants. It's a big series. You can tell
Aren't
me
they all at this point.
Well, but you can tell me it's not, and it's still early, and it's June. But Mike, tick, tick, tick. Like, we just got swept by the D-backs. You can't go into these series lackadaisical and think, well, you know what? We'll salvage a game and we'll be fine. We've got to win this series, and we got to win the next series, and hopefully we can sweep Mike and start to feel a little bit better about our play. So we'll talk to Grant. But, like, I hear some guys, like, are hitting me back and, like, you guys are overreacting.
Now, again, you guys are the problem. The lack of a sense of urgency. We've talked about this. I mean, what are you watching? I mean, this. I mean, they're literally going, 2021, 2021. Yes, I know. They weren't over 500 until way after the All-Star break. This team, did you watch the games this week, boys and girls? Come on. I mean, I hope we're – and by the way, as we say every time we go to a tailspin like this, I hope there is a way out of it. Hope we're wrong. Hope that Snicker can find a way to summon some juice. I hope that Alex Anthopoulos can pull a rabbit out of his hat like he did in 2021. Because nobody – we have a soundbite we play if you're new to the show, guys. Carl and I were debating. Carl's like, I go, it's over. I go, fire sailing.
That's right.
And, of course, they go on and win the freaking World Series.
Fire
and
then sailing. You and I are, fire sailing.
And then you and I are watching a bus go flying by at 40 miles an hour on Peachtree, and then later at a more leisurely pace at the Battery.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just this team needs so many pieces. They need a left fielder, they need a shortstop. They need a closer, they need a setup man, need another starting pitcher. Don't think you can thread that needle. Hope I'm wrong. Hope these other guys step up. But anyway, Snitker, is the message falling on deaf ears? If you can't find a way to get better at your job, Carl, a 200 hitter is a 200 hitter.
Right.
A long plane ride feeling bad about yourself doesn't make you a 300 hitter.
No, it doesn't. And I don't care how much film you study or how much you get in the cages, you got to perform at a better level. All right, more on the Braves coming up with Grant here in just a bit. Want to talk Falcons for a second. A couple of things. One, Mike Vick was at practice this week. Mike mentioned this. We talked about it just briefly in saying, look, he is a Falcon for life.
Right.
And he is a guy that understands his connection to this city and that
That's never going to change. Right. Nobody's ever going to replace
it. And you can love Mike Vick and still love Matt Ryan.
Correct.
It doesn't have to be this stupid
either or. That's
this
right.
Zero-sum game we talk about.
I totally agree with you. So, and by the way, I do love both. I respect.
I do too.
I love Mike for you know what he did and what he brought to the city, which was a different vibe. But I also respect Matt Ryan and what he was able to accomplish, and how tough he was, man, and how good he was. Nobody ever talks about how good Matt Ryan was, and you just kind of look at his career and you go, man, he was really good. Guys, we were always in the mix. We consistently, you know, felt like we were going to go to the playoffs,
right.
And we did. There were years we had home field advantage throughout where we won the NFC. We were the best team in the NFC. That's Matt Ryan. So, you know, MVP, we can talk about all the stuff. So, oh, you're right. I love both, and it doesn't make me a bad guy. But here's Mike Vick talking about Michael Penix, Mike. Mm. This is what we want to hear. And Michael Vick was at practice, and, you know, the guys really – look, everybody embraces Mike Vick because they know how special he was. But a lot of these cats, man, they grew up playing – Madden with Mike Vick. They
right.
grew up watching these highlights and like to see him and hear him talk to these guys. So there's a connection. But here's what he said about Penix this upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mike. I think this is going to be an amazing season for him. Just watching practice, it looked like everything is slowed down. He threw a couple touchdown passes today. Good reads, move well in the pocket, good pocket presence, and good feel for the game. And so with some complimentary players around him like Bijan and Drake and Cal, you know, these guys are going to really do some special things this year.
Always love hearing from Mike, man. Good dude. And again, we said this earlier. I think if you haven't seen the interviews, Mike's done a million, you know, post-career.
Yep.
And he said a million things he'd do differently. And we wish he had, because that's one of those great what-ifs, you know. But things he can impart on Michael about, hey, here's some things that I kind of missed early. Andy Reid, but later in my career when I was more receptive to this kind of information and input, made me a better quarterback. But yeah, at the end of the day, Matt Ryan missed three games in his entire career as a Falcons starting quarterback.
Says everything.
Think
you need
about
to know.
That, guys. He missed three games his entire career. Two games in his second year with turf toe, one game back in 19. That's it. So, I mean, that's three. I mean, that's a starter. That's a hell of a record. And so that's why Mike.
You know
that's
how
why,
hard that is?
That's why Matt is the greatest Falcon of all time. And if you want to go, and how do you decide who the greatest Falcon is? Yes, Dion and Mike were small sample sizes of amazing athleticism and wow moments that you'll never, ever duplicate. But Matt was an MVP, and Matt, I have to remind you about 2016. But, yeah, that's why Matt's the guy, man. But I love Mike Vick because just as much as, remember, 15, I was like, I wrote a blog. Get him out of here. Remember, you and I were joking around
that's
the
right.
radio.
That's right.
Go get Deshaun Watson. Well, Deshaun stayed another year at Clemson. But Matt went through all the slings and arrows, never really got the respect. Maybe still doesn't get the respect he deserves today. Because as a fan, Mike electrified this city. To be at the Georgia Dome in 2002 and 2004, I mean, part of 2003, Carl, there's nothing like it. But that doesn't mean that he's better than Matt. It's just a different kind of energy, a different kind of athleticism.
That's it. Meanwhile, how good is Drake London going to be? And Matt Harmon, who covers the NFL, Yahoo Sports, had an interesting soundbite, Mike, that you know, when it comes to Drake having the kind of year that we think he can have, is he going to be top five, top ten? Mm. Look, this is not me going out on a ledge to tell you that Drake London is going to be a top ten receiver. I thought he was that last year. If I'm going to tell you he'll be a top three receiver, would you believe that? Well, if I told you he's going to have a number record of touchdowns, 10 or more, and he's going to have over 1,200 yards receiving, would you believe that? This is what Matt Harmon said in regards to Drake having the kind of year that we think he can.
Man, fantastic player. You can throw him out there at X receiver, and he has the press coverage ability and the ball skills to win there, even if he's not the fastest guy in a straight line. He is so fluid underneath to beat press man coverage, but this new Falcons staff last year did a great job like moving him around the formation, putting him in the slot, getting him off the line of scrimmage, and he just truly became like another tier of a weapon better because of that. Whenever he was inside, like, just hit him on an in-breaker again and again and again and again. I think he could be a candidate to lead the NFL in catches.
Hell yeah. Guys, remember, this guy was 11 yards shy of eclipsing Brian Thomas for the third most receiving yards.
That's right.
And what no one – I guess we're too close to it because we're here in Atlanta. People just look at the stats. We had a four-game stretch. The quarterback couldn't deliver the football to anybody. Okay?
He couldn't throw it 15 yards.
We couldn't score more than three touchdowns against Cleveland.
Yeah.
Sorry, against the Chargers. We were terrible in that Saints game. I mean, we're god-awful in that Raiders game. So a normal quarterback, if Penix gets worked into it, you could argue Drake London gets another 300 yards and is right up there with Justin Jefferson for the second most receiving yards behind Ja'Marr Chase.
It's that simple. And the thing about Drake is his ball skills, which is what Matt Harmon's talking about. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report guys. Coming up, our conversation with Grant McCauley as we'll talk about what's going on with the Braves as they head out west tonight. Late start in this series against the Giants. Mike, he allows you to make mistakes. Think about the quarterbacks he's played with, right? Whether it was pick them. It doesn't matter. Marcus Mariota, it doesn't matter. Pick your quarterback. The ball always was not on target, but Drake's right. ability to locate and then just go make a play allows quarterbacks to make a mistake. Now, I think Penix is going to be accurate. It's one of the reasons one of the things we talked about him coming out of college. I don't know if that's going to be as big of a problem, and you've already kind of seen that in the three games he's played. But my point is, if you have a more accurate quarterback who's putting it in the spots where Drake doesn't have to stretch 50 feet in the air or go up and jump 10 feet, Mike, then it's going to make his job a lot easier, and I think he's going to have more completions. He's Yes. going to have more receptions. He's going to have more yards. I think Drake London is going to be a top five receiver.
Hey, again, he was a top five last year. He'll be again, how do you measure it? You want to go by receiving yards? He's already in the top five. He's that guy. 17 touchdowns for Chase. Jefferson, Brian Thomas from by the way, this Brian Thomas, real quick. Sorry, I just looked the numbers up.
You're fine.
It's like a Roddy White year in 07 when Roddy White went over 1,000 yards receiving with three bums throwing him the ball.
Yeah, nobody
got remember, there. Sunshine got injured. Jacksonville went through like kind of a rogues gallery of QBs. Roddy in 2007, it was – Day-Day, help me out on this. The kid from Oregon – the white boy from Oregon. It was Byron Leftwich. It was Chris Redman.
Redman?
Yeah. And it was, oh, come on. Jesse, what the hell is this? Somebody's in the car screaming right now with their radio. Quick, Google 2007 Falcons stats.
Oh, you're talking about the three quarterbacks that
Joey Harrington.
Harrington, yes.
Joey Harrington, Detroit. Chris Redman, and Byron Leftwich, and Roddy White went over 1,000 yards that year. How crazy is that? That's the kind of year that Thomas had. Drake London would have been right up there with Justin Jefferson if Kirk Thomas hadn't sucked
Kirk
for 3 weeks.
Cousins, you're right.
And his brother, Kirk Cousins.
No, and that's the thing. He was on his way. If Cousins doesn't fall off the map.
Right.
Drake London is easily 12, 15.
And Darnell Mooney was just five or six throws behind 1,000 yards.
What's up, Darnell?
You could have 2,000-yard receivers provided this line, right side, Caleb McGarry. Blindside protects. Now, it wasn't a glaring weakness. Would you feel the Commanders game, we weren't like worrying about a jailbreak on the right side? It looked like it was okay.
No, it's
so
fine.
Maybe
it's
I got to recalibrate because I was killing McGarry all last season. Maybe the Falcon coaching staff, certainly the O-line staff,
Mike,
they see him. Maybe they think he's okay. They know more than we do.
Well, Caleb McGarry's job is going to be easier. You know why? Because Michael Penix gets rid of the football. He's not holding on to the pill. He is letting that thing go. Pull! He is letting it go.
And the play. And by the way, the play action should freeze the defense.
I don't have to hold on to it for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds. When I'm worried about my right tackle, because Mike's right, it's the opposite side, having to protect me. I'm letting that thing go, man. Watch the games. Go back and watch the games he played last year. Giants game. He came out. Everybody's like, "What's he going to play?" Whoop! He's letting it go. I'm not worried about as much McGarry because of that. If he was a guy like Kirk Cousins who didn't trust his legs, who was a statue and then didn't trust his arm, you start to go, well, come on, Kurt, let it go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is where Zach Robinson, you got to establish the run, because using Bijan Robinson, and when you do use certainly Tyler Allgeier, you can get a count or a count and a half of freezing your linebackers, freezing your corners,
yep.
And that should pay off for major, major numbers for our wide receiver core. That's why all these nerdy, you know, fantasy football sites are saying, hey, jump on the Falcons. Jump on the Falcons skill position players.
Drake's going to have a big year, man. No pressure. Hey, coming up, Grant McCauley will go around the yard. How do we fix this? Now. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.